This is a special anniversary edition of Ozarks at Large, 23 years of the program as a news magazine format. And we're doing stories in alphabetical order, so from B for Blues to C for Chill Out. Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin-Motes has been in need, she says, of doing just that.
Everywhere you look, you're probably reminded of the need to eat better, exercise more, and seek out ways to reduce stress and tension in your life. Here's a confession. Sometimes just hearing the word healthy stresses me out. I'm pretty sure that that's not, you know, healthy. And here's something else that stresses me out. People telling me I need to decrease my stress level. That really stresses me out. In the deepest part of my being, I want nothing more than to be healthy. I want this for myself, but even more so for my 3-year-old twin sons. At their age, all waking hours revolve around nonstop play and this endless quest for bliss and joy. But it won't be long before they're adults with their own complex and busy lives. Things will get intense. They'll forget to take time for the small stuff, maybe start eating cookies for lunch. After all, if they perpetually see their role models put their own health on the back burner, chances are they will too. So if I care so much about health, why does all this talk of improvement make me feel anxious? I think it comes down to this. Far too often, discussions of health and healing sound more like bullet points on a checklist rather than a fundamental shift in the way we approach our daily lives. In other words, just something else to add to that growing list of things that I never seem to accomplish. It makes me feel like I'm going to fail before I even start. Don't get me wrong, I love a good to-do list, and I'd be absolutely lost without mine. Every morning, I get out a piece of paper. At the top, I write, make to-do list. Underneath that, I jot down a series of items like finish column, update blog, schedule vet appointments, take children to the library, do dishes. After my list is complete, I return to the top, and I ever so joyfully cross off that first item. Such fulfillment. But all joking aside, I've been writing put away clean laundry on my to-do list since my kids were born 3 years ago. And I almost never get around to crossing it off. What I'm really looking for is a full-on paradigm shift, a version of health much more nuanced than, say, caloric intake. And I need a new language to help me get there. So the other night, I tried out a yoga class. I've always been curious about yoga's holistic approach to body awareness and acceptance of life in the moment. But honestly, it was the free introductory class that really drew me in. I came home feeling somewhat relaxed and encouraged. I've got to put that on my to-do list for next week, I thought to myself. If you're one of those people who finds motivation in berating yourself with how far you have to go, then more power to you. It's taken me years to figure this out, but for me, that's just a waste of my energy. I've found only one thing capable of fueling my burgeoning commitment to greater health: accepting where I'm at. These hips may make it impossible to fit into the clothes of my youth, but they're the product of growing 2 babies, and for that reason, I'm kind of proud of them. And yes, my stress level sometimes goes through the roof, but it's typically the result of time spent doing one of the hardest jobs known to humankind, parenting. After all, if I wasn't stressed out at least part of the time, I wouldn't be paying attention. Acknowledging these things doesn't mean I want to remain perpetually out of shape with a frazzled, stressed-out brain. In fact, it's just the opposite. Pondering obligations of meeting some kind of health checklist tends to make me feel deflated, even angry. Learning to be okay with where I'm at actually gives me energy. After all, health isn't some kind of stack of folded laundry waiting to be put away. It's a gradual process that requires not just effort, but love, patience, perseverance, and any of those other large order concepts that can't be restricted to a to-do list. When I got home from my first yoga class, my sons met me at the door. "You went to your yo-yo class?" they asked me, faces filled with curiosity. I thought about correcting them, but I decided that yo-yo class is a much better phrase for my state of health these days. Since that day, I've made some slow but steady progress. Coming to grips with the current version of myself has been unexpectedly energizing. Sometimes I don't even mind trading ice cream for veggies. More often than not, I actually look forward to my morning workouts, and sometimes, I find the strength to take long, deep breaths when I get angry, rather than mimic the toddler tantrum behavior I'm supposed to be discouraging. And that all seems pretty healthy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Moats.
Meredith Martin Moats is the editor of The Boiled Down Juice and the director of the McElroy House, Organization for Folklife, Oral History, and Community Action. And she's a regular contributor to Ozarks at Large.